Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. Horror of Horrors, Big Dog Productions presents Wendigo. Written by Chase Harrison, the production picked up props for Best Original Play at the Star News Theater Awards in 2016. A first for Chase in more ways than one.
I've always liked ghost stories. I've always liked horror movies. I've always liked creepy stuff that goes bump in the night. I honestly hadn't really written a script before. It was a fun challenge to be able to take a concept, expand it out, see if it can be expanded out into a feature or a full-length story, and then just kind of see it come to fruition.
This audio production is directed by Big Dog's Steve Vernon.
So it's four childhood friends who are now adults in their 30s. Every year, their fathers would take them to this remote cabin out in the mountains on a hunting trip. The mountain that they're on has a legend of being the location of a Native American spirit called a Wendigo, which is based on an actual bit of folklore. Things start happening and they're not real sure if it's another person, one of them, or this demonic spirit that's manifested.
Steve says they didn't take shortcuts with the production, engineered and produced by Scott Davis.
We approached this like it was a normal play. We rehearsed it for about 2 weeks. The third week, we started recording the rehearsals. So Scott's done a wonderful job of culling through all the recordings and putting together something really cohesive and, you know, adding music and sound effects. And when you listen to it, he's done such a good job of making you feel like you're in a cabin during a blizzard. It's a very atmospheric production.
Is anyone in there? Open the door.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Steve Vernon and Chase Harrison about Wendigo, an audio drama available March 11th through the 21st. More information is available at bigdogproductions.org, that's DAWG, or on their Facebook page. In addition to Chase and Steve, the hour-long thriller features Kevin Wilson and Robindale Robertson. It's another first for Chase.
Normally, I direct all my shows. I directed Wendigo the first time I went to stage. I directed Theater, and I directed my third show, Insanity. So normally, I just write and stay on the other side of the stage and enjoy creating the full picture of everything. So this was the first time I've ever stepped on the other side and played one of my characters.
Taint for the faint.
People assume horror needs to be scary, and I don't see that. I see it as an ultimate escapism, in a way, in this way to just kind of remove yourself from the real world of and real scary things to this ultra-realistic kind of escape from it all. This one I consider like a creature feature. You don't really see the creature. It's kind of all what's building, all the tension that's coming towards it. It's jaws away from the water, pretty much.
It's the third audio drama produced by Big Dog after successful runs of War of the Worlds and Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol. Steve says it's an idea whose time has come.
It finally dawned on me, instead of waiting for like dramatists and Sam French to have titles that were appropriate for us to do size-wise, just start looking for local writers to create material for us to do.
With a total capacity of 52 at the Castle Street Micro Theater, that's cast, crew, and audience, Steve says this is the next best thing to being there.
I think it'll be a while before we can really consider having a live audience there.
Wendigo, an audio theater presentation written by Chase Harrison and directed by Steve Vernon, is available March 11th through the 21st. More information is available at bigdogproductions.org. Again, that's DAWG, or on their Facebook page. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.